High school students, and incidentally their parents, can wearily reiterate the steps for going to college. Get the applications, write the essays, wait for the responses, decide where to go, figure out how to pay for it. Today's students can accomplish much of this from their home computer by jumping online and dialing up a variety of college aid sites and services. Here with today's BizTech Report is our own college advisor and contributing reporter, Todd Datz of Darwin Magazine. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Jim.
You know, I can remember when you had to send away for catalogs and printed applications, and the highlight of your day, or your worst nightmare, depending on where you were in the process, was the mailman. Now, what are today's students up to?
Well, today's students don't have that same anxiety. They don't have to stand by their mailboxes. Today, students can, at the click of a mouse, visit a number of really good college information sites where they can get information on how to apply. They can research and compare schools. They can get information on financial aid. They can apply for schools and financial aid online. They can get information on how to take the SATs. There's a wealth of good college sites out there.
Do students who apply online have any advantages over those who use snail mail?
No, there's no advantage, except it may just be easier for students to apply online. And colleges are definitely encouraging their applicants to do the online thing as opposed to snail mail. In fact, I think the number is about 35% of students applied online to colleges and universities last year in the U.S.
What about the issue of a student's privacy? Could others possibly access what can be rather personal information you give a college?
Well, nothing on the web is 100% safe, and I would recommend to anybody who's maybe nervous about the privacy or the security of the site is to read the site's privacy guidelines very carefully. If you have any questions or you don't understand anything, contact the site directly or contact the school directly. And if you are 100% paranoid about applying online, which many people may be due to security, you can always use snail mail.
That's today's BizTech Report.